This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest. America's by state voice of freedom. Renegade radio, racist radio, but as always, people, you know that it's real, real radio. And also, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper. It is Friday, tomorrow Saturday, and the next day Sunday. What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? I'll tell you what you need to know. And before we get going, I've said it 1,000 times before. I'm a dead man walking. When people say they don't give a damn, they give a damn. When I say I don't give a damn, I don't give a damn. And I think you can tell by the way I talk, by what I say, about my philosophy on life, about my philosophy on racial issues. And as always, you don't like it, don't listen. Yesterday, in that nigger-infested town of St. Louis, not the Proud Blacks, they don't even come around there. You've got a nigger chief, you've got a nigger prosecutor, and in the next few years, you'll have a nigger mayor, not a black, because the blacks don't want anything to do with St. Louis City. But it's safe. The chief says it's safe. He's got his triangle zone up in North St. Louis. He gives popsicles out to everybody in North St. Louis. The killings go up. Popsicle sales went down. The ice cream guys were mad because, hell, the chief was giving free popsicles. But they talk about how safe. And I want to be serious, people. 6 o'clock last night, there's some thug gang shootings down around the Enterprise Center, the old Savas Center, the old whatever the hell they've called it three or four times ago, a hockey game. Thousands of people in that area, and there's 68 or 70 shots fired at two fleeing cars. It's 6 o'clock in the early evening, still light outside, doesn't get dark till about 8. Then after 8, it really gets dark because that's when them nigger cockroaches, I'd call them cockroaches, but then I'd have to apologize to the cockroaches. But I heard that on TV and I thought, what the hell is going on in the city of St. Louis? I'll tell you part of the problem. Part of the problem is the division that some of these politicians are causing in the police department, causing in the whole town. Now, this Kim Gardner, this piece of incompetent, I mean totally incompetent crap, this nigger, political whore, this woman that is calls herself a lawyer, I don't even think she can spell lawyer. Hey, and Kim Gardner, you can be a badass little bitch. Give me a call, nigger. You're not a proud black lady. You're a nigger. You tried to put white people in their place. You tried to put Governor Greitens in his place until they told you you were going to have to testify. Then remember, people, all the charges were dropped because that nigger, she wasn't about to get on the stand, put her hand up and tell the truth, because if she would have told the truth, she would have no longer been the prosecutor. She would have been the prosecuted, if you know what I mean. And I sincerely think that you do. But now they arrested these two guys, Ryan Hartman and James Hartman, a while back, February of 2017. There was a fire captain, and his 26-year-old passenger. I like the way they say passenger. I'm sure it was his girlfriend. I hope his wife's not listening. But they charged these two white guys because, you know why? Because they were white. They were white. Now, follow me on this. Kim Gardner, and I heard her say, oh, yeah, we've got him. We're going to prosecute him. So there's two white guys, two brothers, in 2017. This couple was parked in the 2500 block on South 7th Street in the Soulard area. Kim Gardner, in a statement, says she's releasing these guys. They've had them charged with two counts of first-degree assault and armed criminal action. They haven't been dismissed yet, but Kim Gardner's going to dismiss them. See, she rushed the judgment. Here was two white guys. I don't know if the captain was white or black, this fire captain. Really makes no difference. The difference is Kim Gardner saw two white guys, and I was told through great sources that she wanted to see some white heads on her wall, meaning she wants to hurt the white community. But this bitch says, we got him. This is February 2017 to February 2019, over 2 years. You know what the bitch said yesterday? This nigger incompetent political whore? I'd call her a legal whore, but that'd be giving her too much credit. She said in a statement that cell phone records, now understand me, people, all this forensics now, cell phone records, text messages, and multiple surveillance videos identified these two white guys. Do you understand? For 2 years, she's had this investigation going on. And she says, this nigger bitch says that in a statement, that the cell phone recordings, multiple text messages, and multiple surveillance videos identified the Hartmans as the perpetrators. So they've done that for 2 years. They've got it all together. But now Gardner's office has revealed that there were two similar cars at the time of the shooting and insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these white boys are responsible for the crime. And so they're dismissing the charges after 2 years and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. They've got Scott Rosenblum, and I think part of the reason Gardner doesn't want to fight Rosenblum, because he is a decent attorney. But think about it. She had all these records, all these cell phone records, text messages, and multiple surveillance videos. But now all of a sudden, something screwed up. How incompetent can you be, Kim Gardner? For two years, you had these guys in legal jeopardy, in legal limbo. And for 2 years, these two white guys that you said you had all kind of cell phone records, multiple text messages, and multiple surveillance videos that you said identified these two white guys. But now all of a sudden, it wasn't these two white guys. How incompetent, you ignorant, political, skanky whore, you nigger whore, how incompetent can you be, bitch? Now, you're a badass. Give me a call, Kim. I'll keep the lines open. Toll free, 1-888-394-1430. Or somebody can call me from her office. Of course, you know they're not going to call. Because I'm not the normal interviewer. I'm not going to throw softballs up. I'm not going to kiss their ass because I don't give a damn. But do you proud white and proud black people understand what's going on in St. Louis? You have incompetency all over that great city. Oh, I'm sorry, once great city. 800,000 people. Now you got 250,000, probably less. You've got pockets of crime that's not going to go away. You got North City. Now you got them killing in the Central West End. You got to kill them, killing all these decent, innocent people in the Cherokee area, on Cherokee Street. You've got them killing all over. Now you got to kill them downtown. You can't even go to a hockey game. But Kim Gardner, I just thought when I found all this information out, I thought, what a lousy, rotten, racist, black supremacist bitch you are. You put these two white guys in legal jeopardy for 2 years, cost them a fortune, maybe cost their job. 2 years they had to worry about this. But you had, as you said, all the cell phone recordings, multiple text messages and multiple surveillance videos identifying the Hartmans. Now all of a sudden you don't have none of this crap? This sounds like Greitens, ex-Governor Greitens all over again. You talk the talk, but you won't walk the walk, you skanky bitch. Now you're going to let these two guys go to hell. And you know what? I hope these Hartmans sue. But when they sue, they're going to sue the good people of St. Louis. Kim Gardner, no money comes out of that bitch's pocket, that nigger bitch's pocket. She'll have all that money to go buy her snoots and chitlins and maybe blunts. I don't know. I know she's a nigger, and I know she pisses me off. But think about it, people. That's who you have running your law enforcement agency in St. Louis City. An incompetent, low-life, white-hating, nigger-loving, black supremacist, racist bitch, Kim Gardner. And everybody knows that. And being an ex-policeman again, how the hell, after having all, and I'll say it 1,000 more times, having all the cell phone records, all the text messages, and multiple surveillance videos, and you've had it for over 2 years, and you're ready to go to court, then all of a sudden, oh, there was another car that resembled that car. So there's insufficient evidence, she says in quotes. There was insufficient evidence from the get-go, unless you're lying. If you had statements, if you had text messages, if you had videos, if you had cell phone recordings that led you to the Hartmans, then they should be charged and they should be tried and with a decent attorney should be found guilty. But apparently, for whatever reason, Kim Gardner, you're dumping that case. You're dumping that case on two white guys. I do not understand it. And then this ignorant bitch, this ignorant, no-count, good-for-nothing, black, racist, supremacist bitch, she's asking for anything, anybody with any information about the shooting should call her office. Damn, Gardner, it's been over 2 years. Do you think somebody's going to remember or going to call now? You've got this case so debacled. If somebody else was charged, all I would do as a defense attorney, I would subpoena all the cell phone records, the multiple cell phone records, the text messages, and the multiple surveillance videos that you said identified these two white boys, Ryan and James Hartman. The case would be thrown out of court. You're letting somebody, another criminal, go. Kim Gardner, you are about the most incompetent person that's ever set foot in the St. Louis City Circuit Attorney's Office. Think about it, people. Another shooting last night, downtown St. Louis, by the Enterprise Center. Thousands of people going to the hockey game. Person was shot, one was killed, one was handicapped and crippled and paralyzed for life going to a baseball game. Baseball season's coming up, Gardner. What the hell are you going to do? These bums, these black criminal bums, and most of them are niggers, they know how incompetent you are, And they know that nothing, I say that nothing's going to be done. Nothing's going to be done. 68 to 70 shots fired. 3 men were arrested. 1 got away. Now, did they say he was a nigger? I don't know why. And you people think about it. You listen to all these TV stations and radio stations. They're hesitant to give you a description. They say, oh, he's driving a blue car and he robbed us. Well, you know who robbed you, whether it was a black guy or a white guy. I'm sorry, whether it was a cracker, a hunky, or a nigger. They don't want to put black out there. They don't want to cause any more problem. But boy, if it was a white guy, you know what the hell had happened, don't you? You know what the hell had happened, but they're not going to say nigger. No, sir, they're not going to say nigger. Let's get a little lighter for right now, and I'm going to play a few. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a nigger song for all you niggers, not you proud blacks. Turn your radio down. I don't want to insult you, and I shouldn't insult you because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the low-life, rotten, good-for-nothing, violent, dope-pushing, killing, carjacking niggers. I'm going to play this one. This is a funny song by Johnny Rebel. And see, I do this because why? Because I can. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. And it's not a racist song. It's a funny song. We can make fun of each other, but this is really, really a good one. And I'll dedicate this to you, Kim Gardner, and all your nigger thugs, all the nigger bums, all the nigger criminals that you're trying to protect. This goes out to you.
She did what? Oh, no. She ran off with another guy. She didn't even say goodbye. She'll never find a love like mine or bigger. She took the TV and the stereo. She wrote a check for all my dough. But to top it all, she ran off with a nigger.
She ran off with a nigger.
A 6'8" butt. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for. Ran off with a nigger.
And don't forget, had a Christmas tree odor deodorizer in his car. You gotta have one of them Christmas tree deodorizers, niggers.
It really came as no surprise. I guess I saw it in her eyes. I knew it would happen, and it did. My pappy said, I told you so. She broke my heart and now I know I never should have married that black little bitch anyway. She ran off with a nigger. 6'8" butt. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. Oh, she broke my heart and tore me apart when she ran off with the nigger.
Now, I guarantee you people, you won't get good music like that. That should be an Academy Grammy Award winning. Now, the niggers will talk about niggers on the nigger stations in St. Louis. But let a white guy like me talk about a nigger. And I'm a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. But she ran off with a nigger. I tell you, it's killing me. It's killing me. Hey, let's get a little lighter. Transgender teen says he's being forced to run for prom queen after being nominated for prom king. Now, what I hate about this story and I hate it. It says transgender teen says he. It ain't a he, it's a she. What's wrong with these reporters? If I see a gal, it's a gal. If I see boobies, it's a gal. If I see something hanging down from the guy's legs, it's a guy. Now, they say he said that he has to run for prom queen. Only in America, the 17-year-old transgender student says his high school student or school, his high school is forcing him to run as a prom queen after his classmates nominated him for prom king. The officials at the school, and I salute them, they called me and told me I couldn't run for prom king because I wasn't legally male. Hell no, you're a woman, you're a girl, you stupid bitch. And that was the way it was at Hall County School District. Wherever Hall County's at, I love you guys. The only way I was eligible to run for prom was to be put on the prom queen ballot. Now, only in America. I guess they're going to have prom goats. I want to be a goat next week. Where's my goat rights? They got LGBTQ queer faggot rights. I want to be a goat. I want to be a goat instead of a man, and I want to have some goat rights. Where's the goat rights at? This is nuts. This is nuts, but I do appreciate it that high school told him, hey, you idiot, in essence, come from the school superintendent. Says, hey, you're a woman. You're not a guy. You got to run for prom queen. But you see how these transgenders, you see how these gays, why is it, people, that we have to follow them? We have to say what they want us to say. We have to think the way they want us to think. We have to do what they want us to do. They're like the niggers. The niggers are the same way. Why does the transgenders have to be right? Why can't the straight community be right? Why can't the straight community be right if they're against it? I don't understand that, but she can't run as prom king because she's a woman. Now, only in America. And also, a good old Chick-fil-A. I've never been there, but it must be good. They've been banned at the San Antonio, Texas airport over alleged, in quotes, legacy of anti-LGBT queer behavior. The San Antonio City Council, they rejected Chick-fil-A from being at the airport, to having the concessions at the airport, which would meant over $2 million revenue for the city of San Antonio. But they told them they couldn't be there because they say San Antonio is a city full of compassion, and we don't have room in our public facilities for a business with a legacy of anti-LGBT. Where the hell, number one, when did queers get rights? What's the right of being a queer? I have no idea, other than your knees hurt, I guess, at night with all your sexual activities. I don't know, but this pisses me off too. But now, here's the situation, people. It was revealed in tax documents in 2017 that Chick-fil-A, their foundation, gave right at $2 million in charitable donations to some organizations that have come under fire and scrutiny regarding their stance on LGBTQ rights. $1.6 million of the contributions was given to the, now listen, Fellowship for Christian Athletics, which writes in an online statement of faith that it believes marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman and believes sexual intimacy should only be expressed within the content of man and woman. Now, you're getting chastised? They're chastising a business and criticizing a business donating to a Christian charity because they don't believe in homosexuality? Well, why don't you homosexuals do what the Christians do and not practice homosexuality? The Christians aren't saying you can't do it. They just don't want any part of it. And now because, as I say, do as they say. Now that the Christians don't want any part of it, they're getting chastised and criticized by the very, very minority homosexual community. Do you people understand that? Where in this world? And I'm not the most religious guy, but I think everybody should have the right to practice whatever religion they want. When they give $1.5 million to the Fellowship for Christian Athletics and the gay community gets pissed about it and San Antonio says, because they give money to the Fellowship for Christian Athletics, they're not letting them in the airport in San Antonio. What the hell is wrong, people? Why can't the gays be wrong? Because they're not living up to the rights and the philosophies of Christians. No, the Christians are wrong because they're not accepting this homosexual crap in their Christian community. They're Christians, they're not out there picketing the homosexual community. They just don't want any part of it. But now because the Christian community doesn't want any part of it, they're being chastised, ostracized from the San Antonio airport. When the hell is this happening? It says the sole focus of the Chick-fil-A Foundation is to support causes focused on youth and education. And they get chastised for giving $1.5 million to a Christian athletic group? See, you people are crazy. You let these queers do whatever the hell they want. Do it in the confines of your bedroom. I don't give a damn what you do. But I'll be damned if the gay community is going to tell me what I have to do. And I hope you good people understand that. Now, these aren't gay. There's gay, a lot of decent gay people. I'm talking about the faggots. I'm talking about the queers. And queers used to be a bad name. But now, because the homosexuals say queer, we can say queer. So that's the same way. When the niggers can say nigger, we can say nigger. But they're very committed to the Christian faith. And they get penalized. They get chastised. Because once again, just like the minority of these violent niggers, this LGBT group, they want their rights. Well, so do the Christians. So does the majority of people that don't believe in homosexuality. We're not passing laws saying you're going to get killed like they do in some countries when you're homosexual. We just don't want to be bothered. You do your thing, we'll do ours. But no, it's you'll do your thing and you want us to do your thing. We'll take one call before the break. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, you're right about that Kim Gardner. She panders to the mooks, spooks, spooks, and fruits in this city. And everybody else that works, believes in the country and the well, proper upbringing, we're second class. She ain't going to prosecute no these thug-ass niggers. You know, white kid does a crime in Jefferson County, it's automatic jail time to stick hard. Not here. It's after hand. Give them a free pass.
Well, you know, Jim, they're going to do that. Thanks for the call. They're going to do that. Kim Gardner, who is a racist, who is a known racist, she's going to continue to do that until somebody, as the niggers, puts her in her place. She's got away with this crap for the last year and a half, 2 years. People talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. I hope next election people understand, because she, along with the thug niggers, are going to be the demise. Going to be the demise of the city of St. Louis. And I don't like niggers. I'll let you know right up front. I don't like thug niggers. I appreciate, respect proud black people who bust their ass who work. I respect proud white people who bust their ass and work. And I hate niggers. I hate crackers. I hate hunkies. I hate anybody who's trying to destroy this great country. We've built this. We've built this country the last 100, 150 years. Took that long. Now these niggers, homosexuals, these bastards that don't want to conform, I don't care if you conform or not, but don't try to force us to be nonconformists like you. But see, that's what these bastards do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Dark side. You are definitely on the dark side with this stuff with Chick-fil-A. It's amazing. And they say that they want their transgender rights. I've looked all over this great United States Constitution. I see nothing about transgender rights. I see about equal rights. I don't see anything about transgender rights. But these people like the niggers. See, the niggers get away with it, so the gay's going to get away with it, and then everybody else is going to get away with it. Think about it, people. The message I give you is a correct message. And now, black voters in Ferguson, Florissant and District will be heard. I'm so tired of this victimization, this nigger victimization. Now, in the school district, it's been primarily white. There's 80%. Now, I don't understand this. The 80% black student population, which means there must be more black families than white families. But it's been a all-white school board not long ago. Now they're saying they want cumulative voting. Instead of voting once, you can vote once for one candidate and once for another, or two for one candidate. They're splitting it up so they can have some more black representation. Well, let's do that in basketball in the NBA. Let's have 15 players on a team on the court. So that's 30 players. So some white guys get some action. How stupid is that? But now they're going to split the vote. They're going to have cumulative voting so the blacks will have a say in the community. No, all you niggers got to do are go out there and vote for a nigger. And it pisses.
The handkerchief here.
There you go.
Controlling the house niggers.
There you go.
They in turn control the field niggers.
Now, see, what a truer statement I've never heard. But they say the ACLU's teamed up with the St. Louis American Nigger newspaper, the Missouri, oh boy, NAACP state conference, because now they want to make it where the niggers can get elected. Well, then let's have another fair election. Let the niggers vote for niggers. But what they pisses me off, it says for decades, overwhelmingly white. Now listen to this, people, is whites and the white residents nearly always vote as a block for white preferred candidates. How hypocritical is that crap? Them niggers vote in blocks for niggers every day. Nobody says anything. Bob Romanek does. Do you believe that they're saying that white residents nearly always vote as a block for white preferred candidates? How hypocritical can these niggers be? And 80% of the population, student population, is black. So about 80% has to be black in that town, unless there's old white people. But now they're forcing the school to have cumulative voting. Isn't that amazing? They want to spread the votes out. They want to give minority groups a more representative voice on election day. Well, then get out and vote. They're going to change every election. These stupid Democrats, not the rank and file proud Democrats, but these organizational 1 or 2 or 3%, they want to get rid of the election board, the election board in Washington, the Electoral College. They want to get rid of 18-year-old votes and knock it down to 16-year-old votes, and then it'll be 12-year-old votes in the next couple of years. I hope you good people understand what's going on in this great country, and it ain't right. But they want to give minority groups more representation on election day. Well, here, niggers get 4 votes, whites get 1. How about that? I bet you the niggers would all be for that. No, that's wrong. That's stupid. Give them 3 votes for 1, not 4. That's too many. 3 votes. Niggers can vote 3 times for every white person voting once because white people seem to vote for their own. But the niggers don't. Hell no, they don't. What are you talking about? The whites put Obama in office. It wasn't the niggers. See, I'm so tired of hearing that victimization. Oh, we're black, and so we're victims. I'll be damned, you're not victims. You ought to be glad you live in this great country because you'd starve anywhere else. You'd starve in a second or third world country. You no good lazy bastards. And I'm not talking about the proud black. I'm talking about the low-life niggers. And throw the crackers in the hunkies. Throw these Hoosiers that don't want to work for a living to go out there and smoke their corn cob pipes. They're just as bad. Let's everybody, if we're going to take from this great country, let's give something back. We can take. Everybody wants something. Everybody should take something. But let's give something back along the way, because at some point in time, if we don't, there won't be no more to take. And you good people know that. We got a caller. Go ahead, caller. Dennis, you're on the dark side.
Yeah, hey, Bob, I wanted to talk about this nigger Kim Gardner.
Go ahead.
And how she's using the race card and interjecting the so-called black clergy to pray over her. How disgusting. What a lowlife.
You know, Dennis, I'm sure you're from the area. What do you think when they arrest 2 white guys, say they've got, and I'm an ex-police officer, they've got all kind of tapes, they've got text messages, they've got phone calls, they've got all this information, they've had these guys charged for 2 years. Now, all of a sudden, they don't have enough evidence. Now, that tells me that she's 2 things, that this Kim Gardner is incompetent as hell, and she's a racist, black supremacist nigger who hates white people. What's your thought?
I would say that is a very good observation of her agenda. It's just like all the other nigger politicians that get in office and think they're going to change the world and won't let slavery go, but they're in a damn slave or slave owner alive.
Dennis, thank you very much. We got to let you go. We're up against a hard break. We'll be back. Maybe. We may be back with another nigger song dedicated to all the niggers. We ought to have Nigger Day. Now, we'll talk about that later. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
listening to Bob Romanek. The Grim Reaper of radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. To be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. Hey, I gotta say, before we go, I'm gonna play Nigger Hate Me for all the niggers. Waka Flocka Flame Fruity Tootie watched on TMZ last night. This is the nigger that was gonna drive up on me. We had a watermelon and snoot reception for him. The chicken crap bastard, the nigger, no good, low life black bastard, never showed up. But I see on TMZ last night, he got married. So I got to say, and I saw his bride, hey, Waka Flocka, you married some stanky, smelly-looking, whorish-looking nigger bitch, didn't you? So somebody, please tell Waka Flocka Fruit, or Waka Flocka Flame, or whatever Waka Flocka crap he is this week, that Bob Romanek said you married a stankiest-looking bitch. His wife is a stanky-looking, whorish-looking bitch. So somebody, please, send this off to Waka Flocka so he can drive by. You know, nigger, you can scare some son of a bitches, but you don't scare me. So I wish you the best, Waka Flocka, because you are a true racist. And the only reason you've made it is because I fought with you and gave you the recognition. So Waka Flocka Fruit, you nigger bastard, married some stanky looking nigger bitch. Give me a call, Waka Flocka. I'll interview you anytime. Anywhere, like you say, I'll ride up on him, or ride up your mama's ass like everybody else does, will you? Anyway, I'm pissed at this gentleman from Granite City who was supposed to call yesterday. And see, other than me, you're not going to hear any more about these four nigger thugs, these young nigger thugs, and they are young nigger thugs, jumping a little white boy. I saw him kicking the hell out of him on the ground. But nobody wants to do anything about it. And again, if it had been white on black, it'd have been all over the front page. But the gentleman whose daughter didn't tape the incident, it was given to her, and she put it on YouTube. She's being threatened. I don't know what's happening there, but he was going to call. But apparently, he's too afraid. See, that's the problem. You white people get what you deserve. This white guy, I saw him on television. He called and said, well, they wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen to everything. They didn't tell the truth. So I had my producer say, hey, call tomorrow. And that was yesterday. You see, he didn't call. Once again, let's put the white guy in his place. Let's put the white guy in his place. You know, I'm like Chris Rock. I love Chris Rock, a proud black man. Now, see, that's Chris Rock. He can say, I hate a nigger all day long. Let Bob Romanek say it. And I'm a no good racist. Well, I'm am what I am. And I'm just as good as Chris Rock and any of you niggers over there. And if you can say nigger all day long, I'm going to say nigger. Chris, do you have anything else to say before we go?
It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. But I'm on the money machine tonight, all right? I'm looking on my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas. Say, I got three guns in my house because the media outside.
There's a proud black man. When he goes to the money machine, the ATM, he ain't worried about the media. He's worried about the three niggers across the street. You heard him. I didn't say it. He said it. Before we go, I got to play Nigger Hate Me. And I'm playing this for Kim Gardner because I hate you. I'm playing it for all the niggers, not the proud blacks. I respect and honor the proud black community who bust their ass every day. But I do this because I can. And I do this because I do hate niggers. I wish they'd come out with a cracker hating me or a hunky hating me, because I'd play that sumbitch too. Here we go. For all you niggers, Kim Gardner, especially to you. This goes out to you.
Slop in a big black spook, you know it, cause I show it, like a barnyard rooster, I crow it, and the end of a LACP, would sure like to get a hold of a nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue, and niggers are black, you know that's true, but they don't mind, cause what the heck, you gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm broke. Nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I was here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now, so I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know it. But I show it, take your black head out and I blow it. And the end of a LACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. The trouble with his baboon mouth, the ruin he's a doing is caused by the trouble he's a brewing. And the end of a LACP can't win if a white man stick with a nigger hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a white and it's time that I have mine, you know it. With nigger hating me.
Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger.
I'm like Chris Rock, the proud black man, proud comedian. I hate me a nigger. And so do the proud blacks. And the proud blacks come up to me every day and thank me for separating them from the niggers. And when people say crackers and hunkies, I love it, because those are the white bastards that do the same thing that the niggers do, rob, rape, steal. I don't know that so much carjacking. I guess that's inbred in these niggers, because white guys usually don't carjack.
It's like a civil war going on with black people, and there's two sides. Black people, and there's niggers. The niggers have got to go.
Hey, I love Chris Rock. There is one proud black man. If Chris Rock says the niggers got to go, why can't Bob Romanek, a proud white man, say niggers got to go? As always, people, today's Friday. We're running out of time. I hope everyone, my friends and my foes, have a great, prosperous, safe weekend. I want to keep my foes around because I want to aggravate them. I want to aggravate them for the next 100 years. So, and as always, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. That's R-O-M-A-N-I-K. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. and now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my live show or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com, common spelling, or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanek and or the Grim Reaper of Radio. And as always, people, you know it's the politicians. They want to divide the white and black community. They want to divide everybody. The only way they win, if they divide us. And if they divide us and they're successful, we lose. So let's understand that. Elections are coming up. Let's understand that. Let's go out and research these candidates. Not telling you who to vote for, but I always tell you who I wouldn't vote for. So let's research these candidates, because your choice will make the future for you, your children, your grandchildren. Take it as serious as it is. And let's always remember to continue to expose these ass-white bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. Don't you hate them, son of a bitches, just like the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies. So at the end of the day, you know what I say. Repeat after me. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. And they're continuing to destroy us every day, people. They're chipping away at us, chipping away at our great society, our great country. Don't let it happen. We've worked too hard to come this far. So let's destroy them. We have to destroy them. No violence. Destroy them. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration.
Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga, I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek. the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll